that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind.
That, folks, for those who may not know, is the iconic Glen Campbell, whose music I have enjoyed for a number of years now. I recently read a deeply moving article about him and his current battle with Alzheimer's. In fact, I had difficulty keeping my tears in check as I was reading it because I couldn't help but be reminded of the situation that my uncle is currently facing right now. He, unfortunately, is in a nursing home dying of Alzheimer's. Now, luckily, despite his setbacks, Glenn's situation is actually much different, and he's doing fairly well at the moment. So I thought I would share this article in case it might be of interest to some of you. It's called Glen Campbell, I'll Be Me. It was written by Meg Grant and originally published in AARP magazine. In a recent documentary, Glen Campbell shared his courageous journey with Alzheimer's disease. Shortly after recording his 61st studio album, Ghost on the Canvas, musical icon Glen Campbell, 78, got devastating news. He was suffering from Alzheimer's. The hitmaker, known for such songs as Rhinestone Cowboy and Gentle on My Mind, decided to go public with his diagnosis during a goodbye tour he launched in 2011. Kim Campbell, the singer's wife of 32 years, says, "We wanted to be upfront so that if there were any awkward moments on the stage, people would attribute them to the disease and not speculate. What's wrong with Glenn? Is he drinking again?" Campbell battled alcoholism in the early 80s. Planned to last 3 weeks, the tour expanded to 151 sold-out shows and inspired the documentary Glen Campbell, I'll Be Me, directed by James Keach. Performing with three of his children, daughter Ashley, 27, on banjo, and sons Cal, 31, on drums, and Shannon, 29, on guitar, he seemed to rally. "Off stage, we were struggling," says Kim. "But the minute the lights came on and he walked onto the stage, he was back. It was like a miracle." Doctors attributed the phenomenon to music, which stimulates memory. "Music is healing," explains Kim. "And it's so deeply embedded in Glenn because he's been a virtuoso guitar player since he was 10 years old." Campbell could not attend the premiere of I'll Be Me. His Alzheimer's has advanced, and he is now living in a memory care facility near his family in Nashville. But Kim says the documentary is all her husband hoped it would be. "He wanted to raise awareness and to educate people about the challenges he was facing," she says. "I think the film honors his legacy and shows his bravery." I will have to find said film and watch it because I think I would enjoy it very much.